CliffCentral.com.
It's Black with Wonderful Life. I know you probably don't think so at the moment, but gee, how was that incessant rain over the weekend? Wow. It's quite something, huh?
Wow. I had my lemon tree, which is like the pride of my garden.
Yeah.
Just fell over and the roots have come out.
Oh.
Just from the heaviness of the rain on the leaves and lemons.
Wow. You got some
harvest. Sorry, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Huh. So what?
What do you mean?
Horticulture, it's not his favorite subject.
Oh.
No, we have so much sunshine down here.
Oh, I hate you. All right.
Yeah.
I've actually had to swap positions in the room that I'm in because of now just the sun getting into my eyes.
So hard for you, Sia, being in lovely.
So
weather.
Warm.
So actually that song was for Sia. Wonderful, wonderful life. Okay, we've got a lot to get to this morning. Leanne's got some interesting stories for us, but I do want to start off with some emails and some messages to the show. First of all, this one is from Gladmore. Gladmore says, I have a podcast backlog going back to Wednesday because I've been moving from one city to another and I'm playing catch up. Hope you guys are holding up. We are. I listened to Dr. Witt in the Burning Platform talking about normalizing. And I wish I could have weighed in because it's exactly what Japan have done. You know, our government are obsessed with copying China. But here's what's happening with Japan. Listen to this, according to Gladmore. Here, all five... remember, we spoke to him. We actually spoke to Gladmore on the line the other day.
Yeah.
He says, here, all forms of services are working except schools. People are working normal hours. Government injected money into pockets of workers with children in order to afford daycare while they work. The government's buying everybody fabric masks to stop transmission from asymptomatic people, and the numbers are not bad. So I think it's feasible and much easier to deal with, and we could cope better with this thing. I think copying and pasting the Chinese solution is just plain dumb. It's time to deal with this head-on, because we will never see our lives normal again if we don't get back to normal ASAP. Thank you very much, Gladmore. Good point made by him. So maybe follow.
Good point, well put.
Yeah, maybe follow the Japanese version of how to deal with this rather than the Chinese version of how to deal with this, because China has had to, after just saying that they defeated coronavirus in Wuhan province, they've had to shut down all movie theaters, which tells you that maybe they haven't. You know?
Mm.
And then some messages to the show this morning. First of all, what is wrong with people? That's kind of a general comment, right?
Very open-ended.
Yeah, that's from Chris. Well, Chris, if we start down that path, we'll never finish, so I don't know how to help you. Lots and lots of messages about Tiger King.
Ah, so I've started watching it.
Oh, really?
And
is it as crazy as everyone has been saying it is?
Oh, my word. It is extremely entertaining.
Yeah.
But it just shows you, I mean, this – animal rights activist who's also part of the whole thing is just as crazy as the people who are causing concern amongst animal rights activists. She's batshit crazy.
Yeah. I haven't watched, I don't want to watch it because I'm worried I might get sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
and I don't want to watch some white trash in, you know, rural America doing dumb stuff. There's plenty of that around South Africa. I mean, have you forgotten we've got Brakpan?
No, well, this is true, but wow, these, I don't know. Firstly, where are everyone's teeth?
Hey,
that's
we've got
the first thing I don't understand.
Oh.
you can get that in Fitas. Remember we discussed Fitas not so long ago?
Oh, yes.
There's the neighborhood to go to. If you like watching Tiger King, and I told you, get a game drive vehicle, and everybody sits in there, and we drive through Fitas together, but we'll need some armed protection, because I'm a little bit worried about those hicks.
Or, you know, Sipumi said she just goes there to get, what, chips or something?
Yeah, she goes there to buy, like, slop chips, this crazy woman.
Mm-mm.
Check in with her tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
Okay, if you want to waste time and brain cells, watch Tiger King. You see, this is what I'm worried about, and that's from Ruth. Good morning, guys. Currently, there are over 1 million people going through casino withdrawal symptoms. My thoughts and prayers to them. What an interesting observation. Yeah, because you can't go and gamble now. That's from Woody. Wow.
Couldn't you could get into online gambling.
Ah, yes. But I don't know if it's the same. I mean, people who like playing the card games and the slot machines, you can't really do that online.
Play they Kenny Rogers in the background.
Shame, Kenny Rogers. What a shitty time to die for Kenny Rogers, huh? I mean, nobody even cares because we're also into this COVID-19 thing. That the fact that Kenny Rogers died, what a terrible time to die. Any other time of the last 20 years, and Kenny Rogers would have been, we would have been playing his music, we would have been talking about how great he was, and started off as this rocker, and then went into country, and instead, he just disappeared.
No massive public memorials can be held in his honor.
Well, we can't even have funerals, apparently, at the moment. You can't even have a funeral for more than 50 people. With more than 50 people if you die now. So do not die now, everybody. Just pull through.
Look, even with Kobe Bryant, and all of the greatness and the conversation that is happening around him, I stumbled into our TV room because that's all my parents do. They just sit and watch news cycle after news cycle. And of course they were talking...
Too. What is wrong with these people?
Of course, they were talking about the coronavirus on the news, but just as a random story on the strip that just scrolled by, which was, and Kobe Bryant says, yes, that one. They were just adding it as a, by the way, Kobe Bryant added into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And they just briefly went to Vanessa Bryant, the wife, and one of the remaining daughters for like, it was less than 30 seconds, and then was back to covering the virus again.
Well, you don't want to die now. And obviously no one wants to die now. That's why we're fighting.
Anyone planning on it here? Leanne, Garrett, are you guys planning on it? No, I don't have it on my calendar either.
Yeah, so just try to stay, try to stay healthy. That's the whole plan, right? Okay, yeah. Leanne has some headlines for us, some interesting and important things. Well, while we're talking about Tiger King and coronavirus, there's a story that ties these two together, right, Leanne?
Coronavirus!
Yeah, absolutely. A tiger at the Bronx Zoo in New York City has tested positive for coronavirus.
Oy, oy, oy.
Oh.
How the hell does that work?
Tested positive for SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19 in people. He's thought to be the first tiger infected with the virus, according to the United States Department of Agriculture's National Veterinary Services Laboratories. I wouldn't want to work there and answer the phone. So several of the zoo's lions and tigers started showing signs of respiratory illness. The Wildlife Conservation Society identified the tiger as Nadia, a four-year-old Malayan tiger. Nadia, her sister Azul, two Amur tigers, and three African lions had developed a dry cough. Since the animals must be put under general anesthesia to receive the test, the attending veteran decided not to test the other animals, but just this one for now. So before this, we had not known that it could affect animals around us. I mean, it makes sense considering that it probably came from an animal, but we haven't thought for a second about animals in zoos or our own pets.
Oh boy, please let's not go down that path because you know what'll happen, right?
What?
Well, people get paranoid and they'll like, they'll separate from their pets, and then these poor animals will go hungry. I don't even want to think about it, really.
No, we definitely don't want to go down that route.
If I get coronavirus and from Carl, I'm not giving up the damn dog, and just forget about it. It's just this is a very dangerous path to go down. So the first confirmed case of a tiger having COVID-19, again, we can't necessarily prove a link to humans and animals, so.
No, exactly.
Just don't jump on any bandwagons, okay, everybody? I mean, it's like the whole thing becoming airborne and
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, I know that my pets don't have it because they haven't been shopping or anything. They've been at home.
Yeah, they've been under quarantine their whole lives.
Yes,
look how well that
true.
Worked out. Okay, so there are some people who just like being afraid, and they like spreading the news about how, now, you know, now the COVID-19 is in shops, and it's on trolley handles, and everyone's going to die.
The end is nigh. Yeah, well, this
are,
why
these people are getting off on this. I'm telling you.
Absolutely. I have never, ever seen SABC3 discussed so much up until yesterday, because SABC3 aired the movie Contagion.
My mother phoned me to tell me about it.
And this is now after, you know, people who have capabilities of streaming. This is people who even have multi-choice. And I think Contagion even played sometime during the week. Everyone, a lot of people who I know, let me not say everyone, a lot of people I know were sitting down on SABC3 last night at 9:30 to watch the movie Contagion. And I'm like, why are you putting yourself through this? Yeah, I don't understand why.
They have a secret schadenfreude about the fact that they're not dead, but they might. It's a weird thing. You've seen those brilliant dancing pallbearer memes, right?
Oh, my word. I love them so much.
This is my favorite thing in the world. I think these guys are, I'm sure they're in West Africa somewhere, but they all dress up in almost military-type uniforms. And
with sunglasses.
With sunglasses. And then they dance with these coffins, and you've heard the music, and they show all these videos of people doing stuff where they might have died. You don't know. Like really dangerous shit's happened to them, like crocodiles and missiles and all kinds of things. And then this is the music that they play while that's going on. This is the... I think when we die one day, that's going to be the music that's playing in the background. If you hear that music come up somewhere in your life, you know you're about to pop the pill. Coronavirus is coming to get you if you hear whoop, 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 then you know it's all done.
Oh my gosh.
But listen, I would like to have a funeral like those guys give. That's amazing.
What a funeral. I mean, they've got these amazing like silver-plated coffins, and then these guys dance you to the grave.
That's a party.
No. Yeah. I know. So that's look out for those, because that was what made my weekend. And it was – I put it on my Instagram story, and I've probably never had that many followers in my life.
We shouldn't be taking this any further, because I also saw last week, I was trying to piece together where in Africa this was. I wouldn't even put it past South Africa for doing this, but a man was buried with his car.
Mm.
The actual corpse was positioned in the driver's seat of the car.
Oh, that is so weird.
And the car was lowered into the ground.
I just feel sorry for the undertakers who had to dig a 6-foot deep hole for a car. Yeah.
And then I was also surprised to find out this was actually not the first time that this has happened.
Hmm.
There was a pastor some time back who did that. I remember he got buried with his money in a car. I just can't remember where it was.
All right.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Now, Becky Taylor has featured quite prominently in this morning's first hour, but in case you needed a little more stupid in your lives, he's also said, and Leanne can back this up, I wish alcohol ban could be extended beyond lockdown. That's what he said, right?
Yeah, he's given the clearest indication yet that regulations prohibiting the sale and drinking of alcohol during lockdown will not be relaxed. He even said he wished they would extend beyond this period. He's placed alcohol at the center of South Africa's high crime rate. And he says that there's been a significant drop in the number of violent crimes reported since lockdown began.
Well, it's because we've been locked in our houses and served the criminals, Becky. And I've been... I hate this. This is such a... Mbulelo, you and I were talking about Bill Gates over the weekend, mm-hmm. right? And how people think yep. that Bill Gates is this genius because he founded Microsoft. And in that case, he is a genius. Like yes. he developed this amazing software platform, which, I don't know, 3/4 of the world uses. But that doesn't mean that you want him to operate on your pancreas when you end up with a problem. Because the same thing goes for Becky Taylor trying to confuse alcohol for the drop in crime. The two are not correlations.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the correlation, not causation. Causality. Exactly, and vice versa. But what's annoying about that one is that's such a cop-out. But the Bill Gates thing that I don't get is I don't want to hear from Bill Gates when he's not Fauci. Like, yes, he made my life better, and I love Bill Gates. Thank you, Bill, for everything. Sure. But what does he understand about the genetic mutation of one of the deadliest viruses we've seen in our time?
There's that TED talk where he's like Nostradamus predicting coronavirus, which anyone could have predicted. We had SARS already by then and MERS as examples of this. So it wouldn't have been too much of a stretch for Bill Gates. He is not some kind of futurist. All right?
No. He's not a geneticist. He's not a virologist. Like, come on, people. Thank you. And I love Bill Gates. Let me make that very clear right now. I love him, but I don't want to hear his... Bill, go sit down with Melinda and get more mosquito nets to Africa. It's like, I don't want to hear you. Come on.
People are so desperate to be given simple answers that they just avoid... True. They avoid the whole causal chain. They avoid the whole... the whole idea that something can be responsible for something else and investigate why exactly that is so, and they jump straight to the conclusion they want. And sometimes that conclusion is Bill Gates should be our president, or Bill Gates should lead the whole world, or Becky Taylor is right, alcohol is the main cause of all South Africa's trouble. Listen, there are a lot of reasons for South Africa's trouble. Alcohol is certainly one of them, and we do have a drinking culture in this country, which is not always a positive thing. But do not tell me that you're going to curtail my personal liberties because you as police minister feel like you're doing a great job while people are locked into their houses anyway, including criminals.
I think we're going to start seeing more and more rebellion from people.
Yeah, and I want to see how he's going to handle that when, like, 10 million people say, actually, screw you, if we want to have a drink, we're going to. I want to see how Becky Taylor and his semi-professional police service manage that.
It's if quite want sick, to have, actually.
Yeah, if we want sick. To have a wedding, we'll still have a wedding.
Oh, you know,
people are still ridiculous.
You know, we're into week three, right? Or week two and a half, three of this lockdown. And people are mostly complying, and that's right. And I want to be clear about this. I'm not saying just rebel for the sake of it. But if you keep on telling people in a free country, and we believe we're a free country, and up to now every indication has been that we're a free country, we're mostly behaving ourselves, doing what we're told in order to curb the spread of this virus. We're not doing it because we like obeying government. And this is where Becky seems to not understand correlation and causation. We don't like following your rules just because they're rules. There are such things as immoral, unethical, illegal rules.
Mm. And just for those...
No one's testing that at the moment, but we might. Mm.
Yeah, we're crippled by fear right now. But just for those people, just want to clear up who are, as Sia would say, threatened by crime.
Yeah.
That we're talking about. For some people may be confused who Becky Taylor is.
Mm. You horrible person, Mule.
Becky Chele.
Becky Chele. That's the one with the hat. He wears the cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's like, I think he's Causa. Yeah, he's a Causa guy.
It's not a cowboy hat. It's more like, what is it, a fedora?
It's a Ginza hat.
Okay.
We Ginza. There's a term
Ginza,
I can't...
Ginza is a famous family lineage in...
No, but Ginza also, maybe you can translate. It's
What is
street
it?
Thuggish?
Okay, yeah, it's probably the best. That explains him. There we go. That's what
we're
talking about. Oh. By the way, in a couple of minutes' time, we're going to be joined by David Scott, who is the Kiffness. You've seen a lot of his stuff around COVID-19, and he's been putting out some amazing content. I saw a Bohemian Rhapsody he did the other day. We've seen
Toto with Africa.
Africa, that was fantastic. And he's got something else on the cards as well, maybe Road Rise Up to Meet You, which we'll find out about just now. So the Kiffness, I'm very pleased that we're finally going to talk to David. All right, Leanne, what else have you got for us?
Well, just a little bit more on that story. The Western Cape Premier, Alan Wynd, is it? I don't know. Wind with an E at the end. Wind?
No, wind is correct. Alan Winder. Wind, he'd probably say Winder, but we like wind.
Winder.
Yeah.
All right. Wind. Earlier this week, cigarettes will be sold in the Western Cape for the remainder of the 21-day lockdown. And Tele just took this really hard line and said he's got no power to divert these regulations. The Western Cape is not a super province.
Imagine having this, these stupid politicians arguing with each other while the rest of us are trying to make our lives work and put things back together again.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys must just
time.
Listen, politicians. Everybody just calm down. No one's looking to you for leadership right now. We know that you only got there by winning a popularity contest. No one expected the popular girl or guy at high school to have all the answers, and we don't expect you to either.
Mm-hmm.
Just be sensible. Really. I mean, you won a you won a popularity contest. Just calm yourselves down, all right?
For sure. And then coronavirus lockdowns have caused the earth to effectively stop shaking.
I didn't know the earth was shaking. I thought that was just Michael J. Fox. What are you telling me?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
This is according to an article in Nature, which is a scientific journal.
Yeah.
It's apparently the earth has essentially stopped vibrating. Hmm. And that's because travel used to cause some vibrating and seismic noise around the globe.
Wow.
So that's effectively, because obviously we've got huge cities like New York and London, which are shutting down. So that's been affecting it as well. You know, obviously their noise levels are down, but the actual shaking of the earth.
Who knew we were shaking the earth?
Yeah.
We're going to die. Oh, man.
So the earth does continue to shake, apparently, just at a significantly smaller measure due to less human activity, including cars, trains, and even industries.
It wasn't shaking because of Alan Wind, was it?
No.
God, we're so childish. Here we are in the middle of an actual crisis, and we're making fart jokes.
No, fart jokes will always prevail.
Fart jokes will save you.
Mm.
Fear not.
Amen.
Someone said that Becky Taylor dresses like a bootleg gang in the 30s. Well, isn't that ironic? He's trying to be the prohibition of 2020, and he dresses like a bootlegger. He does. He looks like Al Capone. Only I don't think suits fit as well.
No.
Yeah.
So law enforcement.
Here's another law enforcement thing from Sarah, who's, you know, Sarah came to visit us. She's originally from Kenya, but she lives in Dubai now.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So here's a nice authoritarian government where, you know, in Dubai, if you are a worker on, you know, some public building that they're putting up and you come from India or wherever, they take away your passport. So this is a really great country. And apparently Dubai is now under 24-hour curfew. And they need to get permits to even go to the supermarket.
But at least they're consistent with it. You know, it's not like, I'm sorry, if you live in any of those states, you're not shocked by that. Like, that's how they've always been. Here, now, our guys, they were loose with it. Now this, now they want to try and be.
Right. No, you're spot on, Bulelo. All right. I'm very happy to have David Scott on the line. David is the Kiffness. How are you doing, dude?
Gareth, it's a great honor to be on your show. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry it's taken us so long. I've been a big admirer of the stuff that you've been doing, especially in the last year and a bit, where you've been almost like the meme king of South Africa in some ways, and certainly the most creative person when it comes to music and dealing with current events and, you know, putting out stuff that is just so relevant, so super relevant to what's going on in people's lives. And I watch your stuff and I just start laughing or I smile or it makes me a little bit sad sometimes because it's so spot on. How are you doing?
Apart from being quite tired for waking up early in the morning to be on your show, I'm good. Because these songs normally come up at strange hours of the night, so...
Yeah, when you did the Africa one, we weren't under lockdown yet.
Correct.
And the Bohemian Rhapsody, did you do that under lockdown? Because that was a solo project. Must have taken you hours to lay down all those voices and then do the filming and everything else. It's beautifully done, dude.
No, it did take a bit of time, and I've got a brand new appreciation for what Freddie Mercury actually did.
Wow. I mean, that you were even able to do some of that, the harmonies are so intense in that song. My God.
No, like, I don't consider myself a vocalist, but I thought this is an opportunity for me to actually test the sort of limits of my voice. So I thought, let me take, you know, some of the most vocally intense songs that I've heard growing up and see if I can actually do them. And I actually surprised myself. Found some amazing YouTube tutorials,
yeah,
which showed you how to do all the harmonies, and they're just so intricate and yeah, just amazing. And to be able to pull it off was very satisfying.
Well, it's a great showcase of your talent, but it's also the kind of thing that only comes about because of lockdown, and you know, you're forced to kind of, you're the only vocalist you can call on.
Well, I've got my wife, who's proven herself to be quite the vocalist, actually.
Wow, you're putting her to work.
Yeah, no, she's...
What's her name?
Yuta.
Hey, Yuta, how's it?
Hi, how are you?
Are you two in bed? You're talking to me from...
We are. Okay. I know that we were allowed to turn the video off.
No, that's okay.
We only needed... Our voices, but we thought let's not hide who we are or where we are.
I like that. You two actually don't look too bad for two people who slept and haven't gone to the bathroom to tidy yourselves up yet.
Thank you.
All right.
No, my wife's been amazing. She's been making coffee in the mornings.
Wow.
She's actually a chef. So this is fancy coffee. We've got foam even on the top. So been very lucky during the lockdown.
Well, let's just talk about the stress that South Africa is going through, because you guys have released a song dedicated to supporting doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. And the track is called May the Road Rise Up to Meet You. So tell me a little bit about where this comes from.
So when I was at high school, I was lucky enough to be part of the KZN youth choir. And I'd say my reasons for being in the youth choir might have been a bit skewed. I might have wanted to get my honors badge, and I might have wanted to see girls every weekend.
Don't worry. I was once in a Christian youth group just to meet a girl that I wanted to be with.
Well, there you go. So being in an all-boys boarding school and getting to see girls every weekend was a major plus.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm starting to realize how much I actually enjoyed just the singing part of it. And one of the songs that we learned was an Irish blessing, or May the Road Rise Up to Meet You. And I really enjoyed singing it. It had this ability to kind of stir my emotions and right, lift my spirits. And every time we sang it at these concerts, you know, we'd just see streams of tears, like, rolling down people's faces. I'd never seen anything like it.
That's a beautifully written blessing, and it's ancient. It comes from, you know, kind of old Gaelic stuff, as I understand it. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. That kind of thing, right?
Yeah. So I think it's a blessing that, you know, St. Patrick would actually, you know, give to people on their difficult journeys ahead as they were leaving to head to a different place. And I thought, you know, the song is just so fitting for all the doctors and nurses, pharmacists, anyone in the healthcare profession who are on this amazing, you know, journey ahead to fight COVID-19.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was approached to do the song, I was trying to think of a parody that would fit. And it didn't feel right to do a parody. It felt a bit... You know, like I wasn't honoring the work that these amazing people were doing. So I thought, let me actually do a song that I did in the youth choir, a song that really means a lot to me, and hopefully it will mean a lot to them too. So that's why I went the more serious route. I thought just...
Well, can
you
I...
You know, doing a funny song didn't make sense.
Yeah, can I tell you something? I think that, first of all, in case anybody thinks that you are just a guy who comes up with fun parodies and makes fun of South African culture and, you know, has kind of interesting and humorous observations. I mean, you're a serious musician. You've got, what, like three Sama nominations. You've got 10 singles which have been playlisted. All of them have reached top 10 status and top 40 charts. I mean, you're no slouch, dude. You know what you're doing. And you talk about how you're not a vocalist. But my God, some of the stuff you've put out, I think it would challenge some of South Africa's finest vocalists to come up with that. And the most amazing thing about what you're doing at the moment, and here's some serious credit for you, is you're doing all of this when things are tougher than ever for performers, for musicians. You're doing it from your house, and you're doing a better job than some of these people when they've got studios with auto tune and doing performances to bring in the money. No, really, you deserve serious kudos. So when you say that this was serious and you needed to handle it seriously, I think that that's exactly right, because it's a, you're making a very heartfelt and serious tribute. And I think it's really beautiful. Well done.
No, thanks, Gareth. It's been rewarding to actually get messages from doctors and nurses saying, thank you so much. I've just come back from an 18-hour shift.
Did you tell them, why are you messaging me? Get back to work.
that would have been quite funny, but no, I didn't do that.
Do you think it helps that you look like Jesus?
Possibly.
Oh, good point.
Even you'd have found that funny. All right, good.
I think it does help. Maybe it helps people, you know, access some spiritual part of their soul when they see me sing the song. No, but
Yuta, did you marry him because he looks like Jesus?
She laughs, but I think she did, because I once got a haircut from a friend. She told me she's just going to give me a trim, but she obviously wasn't a very skilled hairdresser, and she ended up cutting my hair to make me look like the schoolboy I once was.
Oh boy. Uh-oh.
And Yuta nearly dumped me.
You see?
It's understandable, David, because, you know, I know the song. So having thought about it, I remember hearing that song every school derby for rugby. So I wanted to compliment you, but then I realized what school you went to. So I just couldn't bring myself to it.
Are we speaking to a Hilton or a Kersney boy?
Hilton.
Oh, no.
How do you know Mbulelo's a Hilton boy? Because he can't wait to tell you.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it. I said I know the song. I didn't want to make it about me.
You did just make it about you. Look at him climbing in there.
Excuse me, Mbulelo. I just need to pick something up. It's the name you dropped again. Yes, okay, there you go. Yes.
So, David, how long does it take you to produce something like? I'm gonna say the Bohemian Rhapsody one, because that looks like it was very intense.
So that's at least a solid 5 hours of going through the YouTube tutorial and learning the parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the recording parts, I'd say, takes also about 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing the video, about another 5 hours.
And that's not including editing and post-production and all that stuff, or does that include that?
I'd say it includes that. So I mean, I do churn it out quite quickly. It helps if the song's already written.
Yeah.
Or I guess I kind of have to put my spin on it, but I don't spend too long on that. If the idea doesn't come sort of immediately, then I normally don't do it. Like, it's normally quite easy once the idea is there. So yeah, it's about an 18-hour.
Do you do it in one shift. In one sitting, or do you break it up into blocks?
I try to do it as quickly as possible. I kind of just churn them out. So yeah, one sitting sometimes it's, you know, I have to finish the idea, so it means kind of going into 2 or 3 in the morning, which my wife obviously loves when she's trying to sleep.
Yuta, please, David, I want to speak to Yuta. Yuta, have you guys had a fight yet under lockdown, or is it going well? Has it been good for the relationship?
Oh, no, there have been many arguments, definitely.
Oh.
Have you two been at each other's throats more than once?
No, definitely. I promise you, it's definitely not easy staying in a very small space with someone working or editing a song. I mean, a lot of people will hear the end production, but
and they'll be like, "Oh, you're so amazing!"
Yes, all these harmonies, but you'll know, like, through the, you know, production of a song.
Yeah,
he'll be singing one line over and over again. And then because he's listening to the audio in his headphones, he'll be singing the harmony over and over and again. So you're hearing one part of a song.
And you need this. You need this like a hole in the head, right?
yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, what
else? It's challenging.
Well, yeah, it's not fun hearing the soprano part of Bohemian Rhapsody for like an hour.
I'm so pleased that you're doing this stuff, dude. And please keep churning these out. They're giving a lot of people inspiration and hope. Don't underestimate how powerful this stuff is at a time where lots of people are going through some very hard, serious difficulty. And your contribution is really it's appreciated. So please keep it up.
No, thanks, Gareth. We're very lucky to be in the situation that we're in. I mean, I'm lucky that I'm a musician who doesn't have to kind of just live hand to mouth. I've made a plan to find sort of alternative sources of income. I'm lucky to be at least relatively happy in a marriage where I'm confined to
relatively.
she just gave me the filthiest look in the world. What do you mean relatively?
Relatively. That's honest.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You to kick him in the balls right now.
I'm trying.
Coming up at 9 a.m. on Cliff Central, David. You have the whole hour for an apology.
All right. No, dude. Seriously, just do more of this good work, and I know you're going to because you're a fountain of creativity at the moment, and it's inspiring to a lot of people who are also stuck at home and think, oh, well, it's not worth putting effort into a project. You just do it, and like you said, you churn these things out in a couple of hours, and it's magnificent.
Thanks, Gareth, and always appreciate the work you're doing as well during this time.
Yeah, thanks, man. We've got to keep people connected and keep their spirits up, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
All right. Much love. And Yuta, thank you very much. You were the guest of a century here. Way better than you. Thank you. All right, everybody. Very good. That's David Scott, the Kiffness, on cliffcentral.com. Bulelo, Leanne, and Sia and I have much more to tell you. We've got a little bit of time still this morning to get through some stuff. And your messages, obviously, on 0797482090. Some people complaining about Tiger King still. And then those pallbearers. That's like the big story of the weekend, is that that meme is just the best thing ever. My boyfriend and I differ so much on what we watch, it drives me crazy. And now we're locked in the same house, so that's making it even worse. How are people keeping level-headed with partners? I think this will change how we pick partners forever.
But why don't you just watch on two different laptops with headphones?
Maybe they don't have two different laptops, Mbulelo. Not everybody went to Hilton.
I can't help that I was born middle class.
Okay. Don't worry, don't apologize for your privilege. Leanne,
absolutely not.
Leanne, you were asking a question, and this is something I've wanted to know about for the longest time. How do you know if you've got coronavirus? Because I thought I had it like two, three weeks ago. I had a bit of a cough and I was sneezing a lot. And I thought, oh, Jesus, I got coronavirus. And then it went away. And then yesterday I was clearing my throat a lot and I thought, I've got coronavirus. I can't be the only one who's paranoid about having this thing, right?
No, that's true. And there's a lot of stuff available online from credible sources in order to figure out whether you've got it or not.
And I don't want to go for the test, by the way, because if I go for the test and they discover I have got it, they're going to lock me up in some horrible quarantine.
Oh my goodness.
No, you would be self-quarantined. But I think what's quite interesting is a lot of people may have had coronavirus but didn't even know that they had it, and it's already over.
Yeah. So how do you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of under-testing going on. So there might have been a lot of people who've been infected and they just didn't even know. There's patient zero in Gauteng, and she had absolutely no symptoms, yet she was put under quarantine at Charlotte Matleke, mm-hmm. But she had absolutely no symptoms. There are people walking around with coronavirus who have no idea that they have it. So according to this article that I found on this, mm-hmm. There's had COVID-19 in the
coronavirus.
Past.
Yeah.
And they are developing antibody tests to check for a prior infection, but those aren't ready for clinical use yet. So the only definitive way to know that you've had it is to get tested while you have it, and then that test turns out positive. But you very may well have had it without having even the mild symptoms like runny nose, congestion, sore throat, or the higher symptoms, which are more flu-like, like high fever, muscle aches, shortness of breath, and cough.
Apparently, a lot of people also have diarrhea.
Yes, sometimes it can start with diarrhea.
Oh, Lord.
But, you know, there was a study in Iceland,
yeah,
which tested a large segment of its population.
Yeah.
50% of the people who tested positive had no symptoms at all.
Yeah. So why are we pausing the whole universe for this thing if most of the people who are tested are asymptomatic? Oh, anyway, I mean, I'm not going to get upset about it, but this thing is really, this could be the biggest ever made by locking down and stopping the world economy. And it could be, we could look back on this. I'm just throwing this out there. It's a caution. We could look back on this in 20 years' time and go, what the hell was wrong with people for pausing everything for this?
I think if you look at Italy and Spain, that should change your mind. Sure.
Coronavirus!
I don't know. We let Beyonce become the biggest star in the world.
Yeah, that's
so,
really
big. Let's not do this.
We might look back on that and think, what a disgrace.
So,
yeah.
Oh, look at that. Mbulele has just cut off the call now. Oh, sorry. That's unfortunate.
You know who we really don't need? You know who we don't need at all right now is Beyonce and all of those singers. And
oh, look at that. Gareth also cuts off this call.
We don't need Taylor Swift right now.
Gal Gadot
with Imagine.
Hello. Hi. Just a point of observation here.
The Kiffness has been more instrumental and useful in our lives than any of those people I just mentioned in the last couple of weeks. Am I wrong?
No. You can't throw the Beyonce baby out with the bathwater here. What has everyone been doing in this downtime? You guys have been listening to music and watching series and admiring
what have you been
authors.
Doing?
These are all creative people. So from a Beyonce,
she's not a creative person. She didn't write any of her own songs. She has a horrible voice. What are you talking about? The only reason she's famous is because she married Jay-Z. He's the real talent in that family. She may bring the looks, but he's the talent.
I don't know if my shortness of breath is
and
now the coronavirus.
For that child of theirs, that child Blue Iris or whatever its name is.
Are you talking about Blue Ivy, Sir, or Rumi Carter?
Oh, my word.
Whatever. Those kids are very lucky that Beyonce brought some looks into the family, but all the talent, if they have...
Okay, now this blasphemy has got to stop.
You know, this is how we're going to drive Sia to an early death.
Oh, this is clear. These are clearly the end of times. This is what the Bible was talking about. When people are against the Holy Grail, that is the Carter family.
Jesus, Sia, you need to
look. I don't like Beyonce, but I'm going to leave Sia alone.
Not at all. This is my form of entertainment over the past couple of days. No, thank you.
Okay, some real serious things that don't involve minor celebrities. Apparently,
can you stop taking jabs and we can move?
Apparently, they've seen a lion roaming freely in Malalan near the Kruger Park, right? And has it eaten anybody yet?
No, it's just been seen roaming freely. I mean, if there's virus to say about, but if there's a lion on the loose, I don't know.
Coronavirus!
You must feel really under threat.
What about a lion with the coronavirus?
Exactly, now that we know. So residents actually, Malelane, were hearing these lions roar from much closer than usual and from an unusual direction. So they reported it, and apparently this lion is a young male, and is now roaming the area near Orb. Quick response measures have been put in place to deal with the animal once his whereabouts are confirmed. These include tranquilizers and transport. I'm glad to hear that it's tranquilizers and that they're not just going to shoot the lion. But yeah, I imagine having worry about that as
well. I would rather be eaten by a lion than die of coronavirus. At least the one would be a story, you know?
Imagine, you know, that as a would you rather.
For me, it's quite clear and it's not even a choice. And I've realized as I was processing this in this time, this is due to how conceited I am, I understand. But my fear with the virus isn't dying from it. Mm. It's the indignity of the ailment, should I get it. It's not having to be in a hospital or like a makeshift room or tent with tons of people. It's the sweating and schwitzing and dying. It's the indignity. Yeah.
Forget about the indignity. There is a serious element to this, and I hate to bring it up because we're not serious people, but the saddest thing about these people who are dying all over the world from coronavirus in Italy and Spain most especially right now is that they die on their own. Relatives can't come and say goodbye to them.
Yeah,
very sad.
Yeah, it is.
It's worth mentioning.
I tend to, unfortunately, harm myself by watching these videos reading up on these stories. But what actually happens and what's happening a lot in hospitals in Spain and Italy is that you get to the point where you have to be intubated so that you can be ventilated.
Intubated.
Once you're intubated, you can't talk anymore. Yes,
no, it's not intubated, which means that
intubated.
Put the tubes in you. Yeah.
Yes, so that the tube can be put in. But what people are doing is they're phoning their families for the last time.
Oh my God! You watch this stuff on the internet?
No, well, it came up in something that I saw. That they're phoning their families and saying, I don't know if I'm going to get through this or not, and I'm not going to be able to speak, so I'm saying goodbye now.
That's like those, it's like those people who put themselves through sad movies. Stop it.
Yeah, it's like watching Lassie. I should stop.
Oh, my God.
Don't do this to yourself.
No, I didn't actively seek it out. It just came up in something I was watching.
I'm sending you 5 Beyonce links after this show.
Police. No, I'm not interested. Sorry, I don't like her.
Okay, 5 Oprah episodes.
Even worse.
But I feel like I've spared you too long the philosophical lessons, but Gareth and company may know that.
Here we go. It's time for Mbulelo's philosophy on the show.
Yeah. Mm. So Socrates always said that the point of philosophy is to die with sort of dignity and pride, of course, embodying that in his very own death before he took that hemlock. So it is a deeply philosophical thing to die with dignity, actually, throughout philosophical history.
Dun, da, da, dun, da, dun, da.
Dun, dun.
There you have it.
Mbulelo boring everyone to death with his philosophy.
Now everyone's fallen asleep. And there's a famous painting.
I actually enjoy Mbulelo's philosophy minutes because I use it as a background music when I crochet. When I crochet and I use the girdle.
And when he talks sexy and goes, hello there.
Yeah, why don't you finish off, you remember that Irish blessing that the Kifness has made into a song?
I don't remember it. They did it at their school, not ours.
You learnt it at Hilton.
No, they learnt it down that end. We learnt different ones, and I always bunked chapel because I've always been a heathen.
I want you to Google. I want you to Google it quickly, and I want you to read it in your sex voice. That is going to be our lasting thought for this Monday morning.
Oh, hold on to yourselves, people.
It's called May the Road Rise Up to Meet You. See if you can find it, and then just do the first couple of lines in your sex voice. Mbulelo's he's the least sexy voiceover artist for a sex chat line you've ever heard in your life. Go ahead. Mbulelo, take us away.
I am Googling it. Okay,
I'm going to find you some sex music for the background, all right? Whenever you're ready, Mbulelo.
Okay, I'm just the Google is not working with me at the moment.
Google. Oh, no.
Yeah, thank God it's not something complicated like having to reconnect me to the studio. It's just Google.
Well, while Mbulelo's looking at that, it's interesting to note that I've often said, why don't we rather Zoom instead of doing this thing that we're doing now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Zoom has actually been banned from New York City schools due to privacy and security flaws.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah. It's just they've figured out that it's not recommended.
It's not safe.
For kids. There are a lot of leaks, and also the use of Zoom among children is particularly worrying.
I don't think kids should be using any of these meeting apps. It's not a good idea. But then,
they're using it for school.
Yeah, but still, Zoom is cool though because you can change your background.
Yes, and also you can see yourself better than on this one where you've got a tiny little screen. Tiny little
window. No, I don't like I don't like this one that we're using. But Zoom is cool because you can make it look like you're on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, or you've got like Times Square in the background, or you can have a plane background. So for people who don't want to show everybody where they're from, where they're broadcasting from, it's quite cool.
But there have been reports that if anyone with a Zoom meeting link can Zoom bomb attendees.
Oh, wow.
And broadcast inappropriate content, including pornography. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind if somebody Zoom bombed us and put some porn up.
Yeah, but this is the one Zoom bomb you could probably get away with, because on our show, we don't really care. but if it was a serious meeting, it would probably upset some people.
Well, I'm sure you saw the video that was going around where there's a Zoom meeting on and at a company, and there must be about 20 people on this call.
Oh, what a nightmare. Yeah.
And one of the guys stands up.
Yeah, he's got no pants.
And he's stretching and he's completely naked. Well, he's got no pants on. And no one, he's obviously muted it or something, because everyone's going, hey, stop. And he's not reacting.
I want to be clear that I have been wearing pants every single show.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Good.
All right. Mbulelo, have you got your poem?
I do have my poem.
Okay, let's give you some sex music, and you do this in the sexiest voice you can. We're taking something totally unsexy, like an Irish blessing, and we're going to do Mbulelo's version of this in a sex voice with some sexy music. Are you ready?
I've never been more ready.
And go.
May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sunshine warm upon your face.
Try to be sexy. The rain fall soft.
Yeah, is this your sexy voice?
This is my sexiest voice.
That's sexy.
The rains fall soft upon the fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of His hand.
Yeah, the hand of oof.
Ew.
That's the least sexy thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
you've studied the palm of God's hand, right?
Well,
I feel like an 80-year-old woman whose womb has been barren for decades.
Yeah. I feel like all my juices just dried up. Thanks.
Just you know nothing.
At least all of us have got something that we can think about now. If you're ever horny in an inappropriate place, you just think about Mbulelo's delivery on this song. It'll be fine. All right, everybody. You see, that's what we're here for. We're here to deliver a public service. Everybody was but the COVID-19 is going to force us to be better people and we'll become more spiritually attuned to each other and we'll take our lives more seriously. Ah, what do? We've got sex voices first thing in on Monday morning. Great. Love it. All right.
Lovely.
All right, you sons of bitches. Have a happy day, and we will see you tomorrow with more. Don't forget, we've got this brilliant Living in Lockdown series, which I have been schwitzing like a chazza working on this with for you in the background. I'm not sitting at home doing nothing. I've been working myself to the bone, and I know I am a true hero. I'm like those medical workers who are putting themselves on the front line. I am a savior and a hero for you with this hard work I'm doing. I can't wait for the Kiffness to write a song for me.
Oh, my word.
So it's a gospel choir, then.
I am working my hands to the bone and my voice is hoarse because of all these interviews I'm doing. But you can hear Tumi Morake. You can hear Dr. Dennis Goodman. You can hear Jay something. We've got interviews with all kinds of interesting South Africans, and there are more of those coming up this week. So stick on your get your to make it a front page on your internet browser. Go to cliffcentral.com, living in lockdown, and you'll feel less alone.
Happy. You are not alone.
Okay. That is definitely the moment where we end the show.
Sorry, you know, I didn't even mean to. It was just like in my head. Okay, never mind. I'm quiet now.
Because you learned how to sing from Beyonce. We can't blame you.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Sia sings like shit, and he learned it from Beyonce.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I'm not okay.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. I'm done.
Horrible people. CliffCentral.com.